We don't need to wait until we have some grandiose master plan to make a difference. We can have an impact in a moment. In doing the smallest things, we can often have a huge impact. In making what often seems like an insignificant decision, there is a processional effect. It's true that most of our heroes are hidden behind what appears to be small acts done consistently. Look around you. There are heroes everywhere. Look to history. Imagine the power of a small decision of a woman named Rosa Parks when she said no to a bus driver. There are heroes everywhere. Why are so many people afraid to make even the smallest effort to help others? One of the most common reasons is that they are just embarrassed. They're afraid of being rejected or appearing foolish. But you know what? If you want to play the game of life and win, you've got to play full out. You've got to be willing to feel stupid sometimes. You've got to be willing to try things that might not work. Otherwise, how can you innovate? How can you grow? How can you discover who you really are? Go do something you think is stupid or feels weird, but you think can contribute. Do it today. Life is a balance between giving and receiving, between taking care of yourself and taking care of others. The next time you see someone in trouble, instead of just passing by or feeling guilty about being unable to help, get excited about what you can do. Perhaps you can offer something as simple as a kind word or a smile that'll cause that person maybe to think or feel differently about themselves. Maybe you can help this person begin to feel appreciated or even loved just within a moment's interaction. If there's one command we must all live by, it's that we must live fully while we're here. Experience everything you can in your life. Take care of yourself and your friends. Have fun. Be crazy. Be weird. Go out and screw up. You're going to anyway, so you might as well enjoy the process. In other words, take the opportunity to learn from your mistakes. Find the cause of your problems and eliminate them. Don't try to be perfect. Just be an example of being human, and your life will be a joy. What can change your life? Many things. A moment of deep thought, a few decisions as you complete this program could change everything. So could a conversation with a dear friend, a seminar, a movie, a big, fat, juicy problem that causes you to expand and become more in order to deal with it. This is the awakening that you seek. So live in an attitude of positive expectancy, knowing that everything that happens in your life benefits you in some way. Know that you are guided along the path of never-ending growth and learning, and with it, the path of everlasting love. This is Anthony Robbins saying thank you for spending this time with me. I hope some of these ideas have touched you or moved you or gotten you to take some action and make some aspect of your life better. I hope you'll return to this program and use it as a tool for continued growth. And I hope that someday I'll have the privilege of meeting you and maybe hearing your story of success. Until then, remember to expect miracles because you are one. And be a bearer of the light. Be a force for good. Share your gifts. Share your passion. And may God bless you.
Giant steps, small changes to make a big difference. Daily lessons in self-mastery was written and read by Anthony Robbins. It was directed by Tony Boyle, with special thanks to Karen Risch. The executive producer was Sandra K. Moore. Giant Steps, Small Changes to Make a Big Difference was produced by Karen Perlman. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. For more information about Anthony Robbins seminars, books, or other tapes, please call Robbins Research International Incorporated at 1-800-445-8183.